Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Last week, I raved about the new cast in an old-ish show, that being Just in Time at Circle in the Square. Well, now there are more casting updates for that one. It seems that Emmy Award-nominated television host Ariana Madix, I don't really know her, she's from Love Island, USA, will star as Connie Francis. This, by the way, is the only musical of the 2024-25 season to have recouped its capitalization. Congrats. Thanks to the original leading man, Jonathan Groff, who started workshopping it more than a decade ago. Now, as a reminder, here is one that I previously saw in Los Angeles. Yep, Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, is coming to Broadway, nearly 10 years after its off-Broadway premiere. This production of Schoolgirls begins performances on September 8th at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. The playwright Jocelyn Biot is amazed that a play like Schoolgirls can even exist on Broadway. Quote, I'm just grateful to be able to have a play as specific as this, she says. This is a group of young girls in a Ghanaian boarding school in the 1980s. We are very far away from any version of America now, so I'm grateful that we'll be able to transport audiences all the way back there, maybe even see how far we've come or haven't come. End quote. And here is potentially good news for many New York City visitors. New York City Tourism and Conventions, that's the official bureau for the five boroughs, announced the start of ticket sales for NYC Broadway Week, Fall 2026. Audiences can book 2-for-1 tickets for 25 shows, with upgraded tickets available at time of purchase for select shows. Performances run from September 8th through September 20th. For more info, you'll want to go to nyctourism.com/Broadway Week. Now, I don't know if this one will be on that list, but the show that I saw this past week was Schmigadoon. Yes, I'd seen the TV version. The live one is campy and making its audiences pretty happy, it seems. I can't say it was my favorite, but hey, if you're filling up the Nidolander, you're doing something right. Though, who knows? I think the last thing I saw there was Redwood with Idina Menzel, and that did not have a long life. Anyway, Schmigadoon was the Tony winner for Best Musical, so there you go. Meanwhile, at times we have to salute those theater folks who just can't stop doing the right thing. For example, I interviewed Ariane Moyad a few years back. At the time, he was on Broadway with Jessica Chastain in A Doll's House, and he was one of the stars of Succession on TV. But what's closest to his heart is the nonprofit production venture Waterwell that he started. Funding for its grant program has grown to $100,000, supporting 10 artists and creative projects that explore Iranian identity and cultural connectivity. The program has obviously taken on greater urgency lately with the global strife of the U.S.-Israel war against Iran, as well as the fundamentalist state's internal domestic crackdowns on rights and privileges for women and minorities. Anyway, bravo to Waterwell. Speaking of shows with strong intentions, here comes Wanted, opening mid-October at the James Earl Jones Theater. Now, this is a mostly true story of twin sisters, outlaws, and legends, Mary and Martha Clark, in Texas, 1893. Black women who pass for white and hide in plain sight, they straddle a dangerous line between two Americas. And Mary and Martha are driven to desperate measures to save their mother and their family's legacy. When survival demands they do the unthinkable, the sisters nevertheless fight for self-determination, dignity, and the inheritance that they have long been denied. Again, that one is called Wanted. It had a terrific run at the Paper Mill Playhouse. On a slightly similar note, coming to the Darryl Roth Theater off-Broadway, following two sold-out engagements in London, is Midnight. This is a new original musical written and directed by Todrick Hall. Set in the American South during the 19th century, Midnight explores love, identity, empathy, and the humanity that connects us across the boundaries of race, class, and expectation. Featuring a wholly sung-through score that blends gospel, rhythm and blues, pop, folk, rock, opera, and musical theater. The show follows 12 interconnected lives whose relationships challenge the worlds that they have inherited and assumptions that they carry. Again, that one is called Midnight. The Daryl Roth Theater is a tiny venue in the West Village, always getting interesting stuff. They're the ones who gave us Mexodus. And this one sounds somewhat lighter, but fun. Mary Lou Henner and Shannon Purser will star in the return engagement of Matthew Freeman's The Ask, A-S-K, The Ask, which is set to begin preview performances off Broadway at Theater 555 on October 6th. Performances are scheduled through November 22nd so far. Now, this play depicts a meeting between a longtime ACLU donor on the Upper West Side and a young progressive agent of the organization sent to secure a significant gift. Through their exchange, the playwright exposes the cultural and generational rifts on the American left. Wow, sounds very timely. Now, I'm sad to report that Birthright has closed at the MCC in New York, though the show had a strong run for a long, and I mean more than 3 hours long, show. I interviewed its director, Teddy Bergman, this week. He informed me the show had previously played at the Pasadena Playhouse. I was not aware of that. He, like so many others, raved about the job Pasadena Playhouse is doing, and it truly is. I may go out there and do it. As you know, I spend much time out in LA. Including it's the one that had that's also the one that nabbed Mexodus, which is playing there now. Anyway, PS Teddy Bergman, remember that name. He is a director to watch, I promise. And finally, I often talk about how teaching kids about arts early in life can really make a difference. I went to La Mamba Piano Bar this week for a night with piano and voice teacher Bill Zeffiro and some of his students. He was possibly our first hire at City Lights Youth Theater when that nonprofit started. That was an after-school program, largely for kids who could not afford fancier ones. We lasted 19 beautiful years, and many of those former kids are, well, they're now crooning young adults. And thank you, Bill Zeffiro, for that. He's still doing it, and so are they. Anyway, I hope you will find an arts-friendly place for your family. And I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.